Okay, good evening, everybody. Today is Monday, November 17th, 2025, and it is 6:03 p.m. So we'll call this meeting of the Derby 350th Anniversary Celebration Committee to order, and we'll rise to salute the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, I'll note the people that are here: Michelle Linane, Margaret McDomino, Grace Soika, Mark Arfalo, and on Zoom are Randy Ritter and Sarah Vidomsky. All right, so we'll start our meeting. And if there's anybody from the public that would like to address the board, please come forward, state your name and address for the record. Anybody from the public? Hearing none from the public, then we'll close the public portion and we'll move on to our agenda. And the next item is, let's see, let's turn the page. All right, update on previous events that we had. I'm going to item number letter T, brief recap of the events that we had from since the last meeting. So the first one is item T is the 350th Gala Ball that was on October 17th at the Lodge at THC. So Margaret, you want to give a little recap of that, please?
Everything went well. Food was awesome, as usual, by Maddie's Catering. The DJ and photo booth were a big hit. I think everybody had a great time, and it was pretty successful. A lot of dancing, a lot of laughing, and some drinking. Thank you.
Anybody else have any thoughts or comments on that? It was very well, went very well, and in the end, it all worked out. So, thank you everybody for your hard work on that.
Agreed. It was a great time. Thank you all.
Okay, so now it's 6:05, and Jack Walsh has entered the meeting via Zoom. Okay, next item was the Historic Lantern Tour by the Derby Historical Society on October 24th. They had a nice crowd and good weather, so everything went well for that. We had the Veterans Day ceremony on the Derby Green on November 11th. Was probably the coldest Veterans Day in a good long while, but it was well attended, and considering the weather, and was always a very nice event. So moving right along to our next events that are coming up. So the Ecumenical Service for Deceased Members of the Community on Saturday, November 22nd, 11 o'clock at Derby High School. That's coming up this week. We have sent out the invitations to the families of deceased members who were residents of Derby who died between January 1st, 2024 and October 31st of 2025. We're beginning responses back on that. So it should be a nice event. We're going to have some inspirational readings, some mu music, and a reading of the names of the people who passed. Now, the way we get the names are the folks that died in state if they lived in Derby, no matter where they passed. If they passed in state, we have record of that. If somebody passed out of state and was a resident of Derby, we wouldn't have that. So if anybody knows of any, someone who passed out of state in that time period that wants to be included on the list, please let me know so we can approach that. There's only one thing that I would. Is it possible to come with the 350th sales stuff that day? Are you available? Is anybody available on Saturday at 11?
This Saturday?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay.
Can I let you know tomorrow?
Yeah, let me know. Just let me
Look
know.
at my work calendar.
All right, cool.
Okay.
Mark, I can help with that as well.
Okay, perfect. And we'll need some help. So if anybody's able to come, a little bit ahead of time to check in the families that of the people
And
who,
will there be a table?
yeah, we'll have a
I'll need the
table.
two tables,
Yeah.
and then
Yep.
that's really all that I need.
Okay. Any questions on that? I think it should be pretty straightforward. So that is that. The next item is the Taste of Derby on Saturday, November 22nd, at Derby High School from 12 to 3. I was informed by Mr. Gilday and Ms. Petinici that due to the fact that they only had five restaurants that were interested, we're gonna not have that event. So
Okay.
that'll be off the list. Tricky time of the year and trying to get people to do it. It's hard, especially
Saturdays are tough for me.
it's a tough kind of, and a time-wise, so we have to try to kind of figure what will make sense on that. For a few, if we want to try that in the future. I had suggested maybe like two, we can kind of, instead of just like restaurants or, maybe it's like we could rebrand it as like an international festival or something where people, because I feel like sometimes like maybe the Sons of Italy or the churches or, people that have like kind of like their specialty thing could do it more so than trying to tax the restaurant. It's one thing for like, say, like Dewdrop, they do wings. Other places were a little bit, like, well, if they don't have like a specific kind of a thing, like it was, I think a little tricky to do that. Plus the time of the year is a little busy too with everybody going into the holidays. So we'll leave that for a future discussion. Then we have on Friday, November 28th at 5 o'clock on the Derby Green, downtown Derby Green, the tree lighting. So the Elks are going to be handling the hot chocolate. And Pam from the mayor's office is coordinating a bunch of the stuff, but we have a sound system and the Derby co choirs from each of the schools will be there to sing.
Nice.
And the new church where St. Jude's is going to participate. They did it into 2023, but that was before we were involved, so it was a little bit confusing for people. So now I think we have the right things in place. Santa has promised to come. The Derby Fire Department has agreed to go to the North Pole to pick him up. So we're very excited about that. And it should be a nice event,
Do you need any helpers for that? Because that I'm free.
Yeah, I mean, if we could sell the stuff at that's usually pretty well attended too, because the kids from the schools, so it might be a nice time for, especially for the ornaments and the sweatshirts again, if we could do that. And it's usually about an hour, the event is an hour, try to keep it to like an hour. And it's a nice event, so I'll send out emails so if people can help, confirm that. On December 6th is the inauguration of the new administration. So that'll also be, as part of this ceremony, we're going to have a brief time to remember the 40th anniversary of the River Restaurant explosion. So that'll be part of the
Is
inaugural.
there a time and place?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's 10 o'clock, Derby High School.
What day of the week is that?
It's a Saturday. Sorry. It's the holiday season. There's nothing going on, right? All right. So next after that is on, and the evening of December 6th is the tree lighting on the Academy Hill Green at 6 o'clock.
5:30.
I'm sorry, 5:30. Oops, 5:30 amended time, in conjunction with the Derby Historical Society. So I'm going to ask Michelle and Ain, who's been working feverishly on that.
Okay, so yes, it's going to start at 5:30 p.m. We are going to have Santa there. We have made letters to Santa mailbox, so we'll have a table set up so anyone that wants to write a letter to Santa or they could bring their letter to Santa, the mailbox will be there for them to drop it in. We'll have hot chocolate, candy cane. We'll have a photo op area, Derby 350 merchandise. We figured the Stave and Wasslers band will be there from 5:30 to 6:30. 6 o'clock we'll light the tree, and then around 6:30, the Stave and Wasslers had agreed to lead anyone that would like to march down to Quail and Ale. So we'll have like a little parade to Quail and Ale after, by around 6:30. I did talk to the Historical Society, Body Real Estate, Quail and Ale, and they agreed to, if people want to park there, they could park there as an option, because around the green is going to get kind of tight after a while.
Sounds good. Well, that'll be a fun event. Looking forward to that. And we're making the necessary preparations on the green with the electricity and the lights and all that stuff to get that ready for the event. Thank you, Michelle. I don't have any update on 12th Night Celebration. That's the historical society event that they typically do on like January 6th. So I'll get some information on that for next time. It's nice to welcome Jack Walsh to the meeting. You there, Jackie?
I'm here.
All right. So just talking about the historic plaques. Just want to give
Okay.
everybody an update.
Yeah, we're doing very well. You know, when we started, we said it would be between 25 and 30 plaques. As of Friday, we're at 31 plaques, and we should be ordering between 3 and 5 this week. So we'll have about 36 plaques. And the nice thing is, of the when we get to 36, the city will only have paid for 13 of them. All the others were privately paid for. So that's good news. So keeping history
Nice.
alive. So that's about
Great.
it. The map
All
will be
right.
updated when we get the plaques delivered.
Okay, great. Thank you, Jack. I don't have any other updates on the 350 acts of kindness. Lilac distribution was completed. Scavenger hunt. Melanie O'Connell Anderson is working on that, so we'll get an update at the next meeting for that. 2026 events. Michelle, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So we talked about doing like a winter concert series, hopefully to have that at the high school. So I did reach out to a band that's like a doo-wop review band, another band that was actually at the 350 celebration the weekend we celebrated for 3 days in May. And they do like a Rat Pack type of music concert. And then I have reached out to Anchor Management. It's Yacht Rock Music. So trying to see if we could get all that coordinated to do like a concert series during the winter months.
Good.
Just,
Yeah, hopefully by the next meeting.
yeah.
Once we get past all these events, we'll be
Kirby High School, we're thinking. Most of it.
unless you want to go on a green in
Yeah,
January. I'll sell a lot of sweatshirts.
so hopefully within the next month or 2 week month really get it well
Yeah.
locked down.
Sounds good. Okay. I don't have any other updates on sponsorships. It's ongoing. We've been reaching out, and some people want to renew again for next year, so that's actually good. We still have the apparel and t-shirts, sweatshirts, patches, ornaments, bells and coins, and magnets too. So just remember that for your holiday list. Everybody needs a bell for Christmas, I think. It should be the year of the bells. Okay, and the cobblestones, they're in storage, and they're trying to get those out somehow to put those seals on them. So that is not a forgotten project, but we're trying to make sure that it happens. Also, Randy Ritter's online. I just want to just see if there was there anything with the URL for the digitization of the newspapers. Was that completed?
Not at this point, but the plan is to have it done by the end of the year. That's my goal. So, we require like text from the Derby Public Library and from the city of Ansonia so that we can update it and have it a like Lower Naugatuck Valley URL as opposed to the current Ansonia archives. So we're still working on it.
Okay, thank you.
And then we're also looking, hopefully, if we have funding left over from this year to purchase additional digitization of our microfiche reels because right now we're up to 1931. So there's still quite a few to go.
And I have talked anecdotally to the CEOs of each of the valley towns, and with the election and everything, everybody was kind of distracted. But I figure if we get a letter to them before, by the end of the year, and in kind of going into their budget season, it's a modest amount that we would be asking for. So if everybody kicks in, it'll be a small amount, and it'll be we can have it completed.
Okay, I could work on crafting one up.
Yeah, if you can, that would be good. But yeah,
Okay.
because they know it's coming, and then we can follow up too. So I think, once everybody's seated and new change, whatever changes in Ansonia and whatever, I think it'll, hopefully it'll be able to work out. So just want to thank all the volunteers who did such great work all year long. I know Barbara DeGennaro is working on a plan to categorize stuff for the new time capsule, and we've had others who are interested in that. So, right after New Year, that'll happen in earnest, and we'll have a chance to get that all squared away. Does anybody have any other items that we didn't bring up or that need to be discussed?
I think Christine Belay was working on a display of the artifacts that survived from the previous time capsule. I'm not sure what the status is of that though. So,
Okay.
yeah. I think she was
Okay.
looking for some funding for some things to do that.
Ah, okay. Yep. Yeah, she had sent me something a while back, so. Okay. And also, all right, are any other items? No? Okay, so I'm sorry, there's one other thing. This year again, at the Osborne Homestead, the rooms they decorate for the holidays, and that starts like I think right around Thanksgiving, and it goes right to the week before Christmas. And each in honor of the 350th, each room is a theme from Derby. So it's the Sterling Opera House, the Sterling Piano. I forget. It's a nice thing that they're doing. So they have a whole bunch of stuff. So it should be a nice thing. So we'll publicize that and let everybody know. But if you get a chance, so it should be a nice chance to enjoy that history and in the spirit of the holiday season too.
Mr. Chairman, maybe we could go as a committee.
Sure, we could do that.
Yeah. All right.
Definitely. All right. Are there any restaurants near there?
Perhaps.
In the land of the roses, that'll be fun. So, all right.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's all right. I'll explain it to you later, Grace. It's okay.
Oh.
Okay, so I think we're good. So, I just want to not let the meeting go by to just make sure that the record is very clear to extend the extra special thanks for the generosity of Maddie's Deli and Catering, for the generosity and quality of the and abundance of the food that was prepared for the 350th. So it was really, it should be noted, and we really appreciate it, and it was certainly a job well done.
Happy to do it.
And we know how much you want to get back into that full service catering stuff too, so
Had my gin and tonic. That was good.
that's all you need.
One, that's all I was allowed.
That's it. One. All right. So then at 6:23, if there's no objection, we will adjourn the meeting. All right. Thank you very much and have a great night.
Bye.
Oh, I'm sorry. The next meeting will be on Tuesday, the regular meeting, the second Tuesday. I think it's the 10th. Is that correct? Am I correct on that?
Hi.
The 9th, then Tuesday. Yeah, the second Tuesday, the 9th. All right. Thank you very much, folks. Have a good night.
Bye.